Okay, today's daf is Beitza Daf Ches, Yerushalmi, and we are in the sugyas of the Beishame and Beis Hillel. Let's get into, we're up to Umodim. We're up to the last line that spoke about that if you shech the animal and you're trying to do the Kisi Adam, that everybody agrees that Bidyevid, once it's done, so then Yachmer Bedech V'yachasa, so then you can use the you can dig and to get the dirt. But just one I wanted to mention on the regarding the last sugi. We spoke about Androgynous. Androgynous spoke about on the couple lines up that Androgynous blowing shofar motius mino veina motius she'eno minos. So there is a discussion. The Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shofar, so he passed him like this Gemara. The Rambam says Androgynous perak beis halacha beis. Androgynous motius mino veina motius she'eno mino. And Androgynous is motzi his own type. So an Androgynous who is Chati Zohar, Chati Dekeva, we're not sure. He has both genitalia. He be moti as mib and not moti as enamino. Tumtum in a moti lois mino lois enamino, vechulu. Says the Ravid on the Rambam, Mamar Avram, Zeul Adasmi Shomar Androgynous Bir Yahu. If you hold Androgynous as a Bir Yahu Bifne Atzma, said I understand why an Androgynous can be moti an Androgynous. Avalami Shomar Chetzio Zohar Hu, Eno Moti Lois Mino Veloa Sheino Mino. But if you hold, it's chatzi zachar, chatzi nekeva, then you, Androgynous cannot even be motzi mino, because he can't be motzi, his tzad she'eno min, his tzad zachar can't be motzi the tzad nekeva, vice versa. Ke'ein, misha chatzi eved, chatzi mechorin. Like, says the rabbi, the chatzi eved, chatzi mechorin, cannot be motzi, mino, because his tzad avdus cannot be motzi his tzad chavrus. Says the Magen Mishnah right here. He says the Magen Mishnah says, "Vaha machlokas hazeh shel androgynous who machlokas tanoim." Really, it's a machlokas. The Rambam seems to say bir yibifnei atzma, and the Ravid says, "No, it's chati zacher chati nekeva." Rabbeinu pasak and every yom bir yibifnei atzma v'chein pasu alachas. The efshar says the Magen Mishnah lav dafka that what the Ravid imputed to the Rambam is correct. Shafilu divri mishomer chetzi zacher motzi es mino. The Eino Domen, maybe, even if he holds Chetzi Chetzi, he could still be Motzi Mino. Veino Domen lechetzi Evel, lefishi ish chiluk, bin ma shehu biyadei Adam, lema shehu biyadei Shamayim. Maybe biyadei Adam, those are human created statuses, that's worse. Unlike a God created status from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would be, that's the Magid Mishnah. But if you look in the Rishima Shiurim on Brachas, Pierre of Salvechik discusses his machlokas Rambam Ravid, and the he says, "Ravid his beres pluktas." Like the Magen Mishnah says, "That Rambam savar jolim beri pneyatzma." The lo yadida nimhu zachor nekeva. Vilafi Ravid chati zachor chati nekeva. Vinira says the Rav Salvechik. This is in Brachas on that base. Vinira de lafi a Rambam yesh pa androgynous leida suffig da alma. The lo yadida mahu din dino da habirya. This is the Metzias. We don't know what it is, so we treat it like a birya bifneyatzma. The ilu lefi, it's a real suffix. There's a latest suffix. We're not sure, male or female. The Ravid said, no, there's a chalos din, zachar nekeva. Vilu lefi a Ravid, yesh bandrogenes chalos suffix, the tarti de sasri. This is the context of Ben Hashmashas. That's why the Rav Salvechik is talking about this here. Because the first daf in Shas is about Ben Hashmashas, which we've quoted in the past, that Ben Hashmashas might be a din suffix. It's not just suffix, yom suffix, lightly, you're not sure, but it has elements of both. And that's how we look at it. Mishum the Sfira Leisa, so do Androgynous. Mishum Tavali, Chatzi Zachar, Chatzi Nekeva. Hainu, Shachal, Bo Gamdin Zachar, the Gamdin Nekeva. Lachin, Nolad, Bo Safik, the Tarti, the Sasri. Lafianal, Yitachin. It's possible, Daliba, the Harambam, Androgynous, Pater, Mi Mitzvahs, Durabanan, Shazman, Grama. The Safik Lakula. An Afghimidi can be the Rambam, really holds, it's a Safik. It's a real regular suffix, and therefore Savi Darbanan Lakula. The Ravid holds, no, it's a chalos shame, like he had quoted earlier. Bein Hashmashos, if Bein Hashmashos is a real suffix, why don't we say all Yisurei Darbanan are mutter during Bein Hashmashos? Savi Darbanan Lakula. And the Mishnah Shabbos only says only certain types of Yisurei Darbanan are putter during Bein Hashmashos, not all. What do you mean? So he said, no, it's a din suffix. It has elements of both. So that's why the so he compares this to the Ravid. Then he quotes that the other examples. Then towards the end, he says, "Upam kshagram zatzal ha'yelid." He quotes when Rav Moshe Salvechik was a boy. Doesn't say how old he was. Rav Chaim saw that he was upset about something. Benohay atarid ma'ob b'machshavos. V'shalos so aviv b'mahayim amayim. What was he thinking about? So Rav Moshe Salvechik, Rav Salvechik's father, Rav Chaim's son, said I'm wondering about this Ravid. That's what he was worried about when he was a young boy. Says the Ravid. The Ravid who holds that androgynous is a chatzi zakar, chatzi nekeva. What's the halacha bedin if you have a Kohen androgynous? Think of it this case. This is what Rav Moshe was bothered by. Kohen androgynous that was 12 years old. And he went into, became Tomei Meis. Does he get Malkus for that? What does that mean? So he says, L'chori should be part of the Manavshach. Because Mitzad being a man, a woman, a female Kohen is allowed to go into a cemetery. Only a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, only a male Kohen cannot go into a cemetery. So this being is 12 years old. So Mitzad boy, he's not a gadol. And Mitzad girl, there's no chiyuv. So a Kohen androgynous, that's Matami himself, L'chor Padmi Manavshach, says Ramosha Salvation. Shari o chati zachar katan v'chati nekeva gedola. Umidin chati zachar eino loke. Ki katan pater. Umidin chati nekeva mutter. Ki nashem lohuzer b'dumas meis. Ela sheyitachin, he says, shaloka, maybe based on what the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, shamitame es a Kohen. If you are mitame a Kohen, the Kohen is shogeg, and you are mitame and bemezid, maybe you're going to get malchus for being mitame. So maybe the tzad nekeva would be, get malchus for being mitame, the tzad zachar. Unbelievable. But this little boy, I don't know how old he was, said, I'm not sure, ki itachin, shachatzi katan timi es atzmo. Don't look at it as the chatzi nekeva was betami him, the chatzi katan was betami himself. So Reb Chaim answered him, he says, the emes hasavik shalo is shayla yafet. It's a good shayla, but he says he thinks he's going to get malchus, the Torah's vadai, according to Reb Chaim. Because this, Abir Reb Chaim, shalachar chayav malchus midin chatzi zachar shetime es atzmo. Ki al pishitas haramba, madrogan is not so gadol, mishahevi simanim, vahu ben yud beishana. He already has simanic gavus, even a part of him, and if you say that it's all one unit, like the Ravid said, so maybe it could be, you would get malchus in that case. Okay, but that's a little bit of the, Reb Chaim's Suffolk and Reb Salvechik's, Reb Moshe Salvechik's Suffolk. There's more to talk about in cases of Suffolk, but we'll, continue first and we'll see. Afterwards, we'll come back to the Suffolk Brach idea. So, Omodim, Shem Shachar, Shiachbar, Bedechav, Yechase, Shefer, Akira, Muchan. Everybody agrees, even though there's a machlokes, Beshayim, Beshilla, that if somebody comes to ask, can I do Shchita on Yantif, knowing that I'm gonna have to dig afterwards to get the dirt, Beshayim says yes, go Shech, Beshilla says no. You shouldn't shecht if you know you're going to have to violate. But once you did, so then one can get the dirt. She'efer akira muchan. And then it says, efer akira is muchan. What does that mean? We said that was a separate statement in the Mishnah, that the ashes of akira that is usable for kisi adam is kisra muchan is not muksa. Says the Gemara. Hada dat amar be'efer shu'usak me'er yantif. This is only by efer that was burned before yantif, because you already knew about it. When the ashes were created before Yantif, then that's allowed to be used. Right? The Karman Eda here focuses on the Gavra. Dafka Bevashuzamir Yantif Deme Esmol Daita Ilave Lachomili, because from yesterday his Das was on it. Or the Pnei Moshe says, because it was already created and there's no problem of Nolad. Aval Be'efer Shuhusak B'Yantif Lo. But Efer that was created on Yantif Lo, no, that we don't say, that is not allowed to be used. Because that is either, again, nolad, or ein daitu aleha, get a different pshat, and focus on the gavra, focus on the object. But when do we say that you're not allowed to use it b'shalosh achat? If you didn't shecht, and you are planning to shecht, then you only have the efer, that's going to be husak an yantif, that you can't do. Avalim shachat, but again, once you shechted, and the only thing you have is either digging a hole to get the dirt, or using these ashes that were burned on Yantif, is that better to use that? Mutav sheyitol me'efer shehusak b'yantif v'yachbar b'dechav yechase. Right, better to use the isurei d'rabbanan efer that was husak on Yantif, the potential isurei d'rabbanan of muksa, and not to dig, because that's a potential isurei d'araisa of harisha. We always try to do the lesser, right, if there's two potentially isurim here, one possible d'rabbanan, one possible d'araisa, especially muksa, which is ein lo ikar min ha-Torah, so then we would go with the d'rabbanan, right? An example of hakal, like we said, the end of Maseches Yuma. If you have a choice of what violations that you're going to have to do, better to do the lesser violation and not the more chomer one. The Ran has that beautiful suffix machlokes rishonim there in the last parak of Yuma. What happens if you have not kosher? You have not kosher. Somebody is has deathly ill and he has to eat. It's Shabbos and he has to eat meat. He has to eat meat or else he's going to die. So you have nevela here. You have nevela. So do you give the nevela to the chole or do you say? You could shecht an animal, kosher, do salt the animal, and do all the malachas in order to get kosher meat. So you might say, what do you mean? Of course, nevela is an iser lav. Shechita is an iser kares, iser skila. So it's much worse. So obviously, eat the nevela. So Ron says, maybe it's not so simple. Maybe not so simple. Why? Because nevela, every bite you eat, every kazayis that you eat is going to be another iser. Over and over and over again. While by the Shabbos, okay, Shechita is going to be one Avera. And Malicha is going to be another Avera. So each one, but it might be better because once that's done, you're going to have kosher meat. So that relates, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that Ron. It's his first source, I think, where he talks about, where you talk about quality and quantity, right? Does quantity, the more you have something, even if it's inferior, does that balance out the quality? And that's this kind of case. You have a lower level Isser of Nevela that might be just as bad as a one-time Isser that is more Chamer. Okay. So we continue. So the Bidi Evid, we said once it's done, so then you should use the Eber Husak. What if you don't have any Eber Husak? So what did the Mishnah say? You could be Yachmer Redeker. Yachmer Redeker of Yechasa. So why is that? So says the Gemara, Chavraya Amrin, Shemitzvah Sasei Doche, Lemitzvah Lo Sasei. Asei Doche Lo Sasei, says the Gemara. That is the basis for this halacha. In the Bavli, is not so convinced. Gemara talks about this, Asei Doche Lo Sasei, because this is a chiddush to apply Asei Doche Lo Sasei. What's the case here? The Asei of Kisi Hadam is doche the lo sa'aseh of charisha. Of charisha, you let it dig to be able to get the dirt in order to do the mitzvah of kisi adam. So is that so pashut? Right, the Gemara says in the Bavli and the Chesom and Aleph says, is that really an appropriate example of ase doche lo sa'aseh? Says the Gemara, Emer damri nasei ase v'doche lo sa'aseh kagon mila b'tzaras inami satin b'tzitzis de be'idna de kame'ek herlav kamukim la'aseh. It's simultaneity. When you're doing the lo sase, you're also being mekayim the ase. That's where you can say ase doche lo sase. Hacha be'idna to kame'ekar lav la mukim ase. But here, at the moment that you're uprooting the lav, you're not being mekayim the ase. First, you're doing the lo sase. You're digging, and then afterwards, you're going to use the dirt. So do you say ase doche lo sase if it's not be'idna? So Gemara says it must be halokasha devadi the kadosh kamichsi. Maybe the blood is right next to the dirt. So as you dig in the same act. You know, it's simultaneous. That's one chiddush that you might say are the Rishonim is not bothered by that. Maybe you don't need simultaneity, right? There is some evidence that as long as it's one act is the tzorich of the other one, that's going to be good enough. So that's one idea. Or the second chiddush is the Gemara there continues chesma beis and beis. So the Gemara says really sof yantif asei vilos aseihu. Ve'ein asei doches los asei vasei asei doches los asei. But ase is not doche los ase vase, and yanta pashas is an ase and a los ase of shabbosam. So the Gemara has to give another answer why the efer not just ase doche los ase, but the Yerushalmi is very comfortable. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that it's a problem. Maybe Yerushalmi holds the Achronim discuss this, the Taz in Tav Sadiches. Maybe yantif is not an ase; it's just a los ase. But those are two chidushim that appear here. If you look in the Rashba there on that Gemara. The Gemara Rashi has a third idea. Number one, it's not be'idna. Number two, it's lo sa'aseh va'aseh. And number three, is it needed? You say aseh lo sa'aseh if you have no choice. Ein breira. Ein breira. You say it, right? I think Reish Lakish says that in number of places, Shabbos, Kuflam, and Gimel, and I think in Yevamis around Afchaf. So the Gemara says, Kashali, the Rashba, Chesem Rebeis, the Kaimel on Kurib Shabbat Malakish, the Omar, if you could do both, fine. So usually, right, you can't do both, right? You have mila bitzaraas, gedilim and tzitzis. So they easy, asher losasei. There's no way out. But here, the one you have a choice. Hachanami hayochol lekayim shneim. You could be mekayim shneim. How do yamtin? Flo yechasar harav. Do kisi adam after yantif. You don't have to dig right now. The blood will be here still then. Ka'osa sharma b'chulin per kisi adam. Gabi ha'shochi l'chola b'shabes, she'na machas ad erev. Kudetani b'braisa, t'kisi adam, ein vada o'docha shabes. We had that braisa yesterday, 2 days ago. So venerally says the Rashba, t'mehacha ikal amashma, de'ein ma'avirin al ha'mitzvahs klal. Wow. Ein ma'avirin al ha'mitzvahs. You don't consider this as efshal ha'kayim shnayim. Because this is the ikar time to do it, you do it. Elakivan she'ef shalakayim achshav et shnehem. Since you can't be makayim both of them right now, yavase v'yachalosa say. Dem yamtin efshar demitrid v'lo makayim v'nimsa dichui mipnei losa say. So that is the Rashba's important yesod here at Dafches Mabez. This is called efshar lakayim shnehem. The lumdus of avasi d'chalosa say is, a number of these points might be nafkaminas, meaning be'idna. The question in the Rishonim already, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Shabbos discusses, how do you look at Asi Docha Lo Sase? And you might be mechalik between different cases. Do you say the Ase literally is Doche the Lo Sase? There's an Aveira here, but you're allowed to do it because you're doing an Ase also. And then your scorecard and Shemayim, they cancel each other out. So I say you're allowed to push off the Lo Sase. What do you say? No, but Makam Ase, there is no Lo Sase. That's the language of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Parak Blaza de Mila, the 19th Parak in Shabbos, that when every lo sase, his lashon is bitnai, there's a limit, there's a built-in limit that if you are doing the ase, then there is no lo sase. The lo sase does not exist. It's hutra. And all lo sases are only when you're not doing any mitzvah at the same time. But if you're doing a mitzvah at the same time, so then there's no lo sase. So fine, nafkamina. What about be'idna? So, do you need be'idna or not? Maybe this is machlokas, Bavli and Rishalvi. Do you need simultaneity? So on the one hand, you might say, if it's d'chuya, then you need simultaneity because you need the ase to push off the los ase. It's mamish has to be simultaneous. But if it's hutra, so then, maybe not. Maybe hutra, if los ase doesn't exist, so maybe I could do it even beforehand. Or you could say the opposite. You could say, if you want it to disappear, it has to be only at the same time. Okay, that could be a nafkamina, whether you need the simultaneity or not. Another interesting question is, the Achronim asked this question. We just said that the Gemara says here in Daf Ches, in the Bavli, Ein ase doche lo sase va'ase. Right? And ase can't get a lo sase, but can't get a lo sase va'ase. What if you did it? What if you did it anyway? You shouldn't have done it. Ein ase doche lo sase va'ase. You shouldn't have done it, but you did it anyway. Do we say that you're going to get malchus for that lo sase? Do we say that the ase knocked out the lo sase and now you're left with an ase? Right? Do you say that? Do you say hutra? Do you say tehuya? Or do you say you're not allowed to do this and then, the lo sase exists? Okay, that could be another nafkamina. Others is the last Rabbi Chanan, I think, in Kiddushin discusses, what about a mitzvah harishus? Is a mitzvah harishus strong enough to be able to create the ase doche lo sase? You don't have to do it. So that might be related to the whole Reish Lakish thing, but it's a mitzvah reshus. It's a mitzvah of, without that you're not mechuyev on either the situation or the person. Do you see asi dochalos asay there? So that's also an important discussion. The Ramban, if you remember, gives the svara, one of the svaras for the principle of asi dochalos asay. It's a halachic principle, asi dochalos asay. What's the source? The Gemara beginning of Amos talks about what the source is for this principle. But apiashkafa, that's where the Ramban discusses in Parshas Yisro on the pasuk of Zachar Hashem Uslava Zakadsho. Says the Ramban, the Medrash Hoshua B'chuni Ben Akana, his kiru od sod gadol b'zachar v'shamar, a sod gadol. V'yala klal tiyah hazachira b'yom v'ashmira b'layla. V'zil mamar ha-chachamim. Erev Shabbos, ve'emes hu, kiemke kimida zachar ramzo b'mitzvah saseh. V'hu ayotse mi midas ha-ahava. V'hu l'midas ha-rachamim. So the Ramban puts this all together. Ava, rachamim, right, that's mitzvah saseh zachar. Ki ya'ose mitzvah adonav, because if you do the mitzvah saseh, ahuvlo, you are beloved to him. Va'adonav merachem alav, and Hashem alav rachmanis on you. Umidas shomar mitzvah lo saseh. Shomar is from lo saseh. V'hu l'midas ha-din. V'yotse mi midas ha-yira. Because if somebody guards that doesn't do a davar ra in the eyes of their master, yareoso. Lachain, mitzvah zase, gadol, mitzvah lo sase. Even though when you violate a lo sase, it's worse, it's more chamor, but ahava is greater than yira. So Mrs. Asay is Docha, Kimosha Ha'av, Agdolami Ayira, Kiamakayim, Ba'ose, Begufa, Ubamamono, Ratzon Adonav. Somebody fulfills with their body, with their mom, the Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon of his master, who Gadol, Mehanishmar, Me'asos Hara, Be'enav. Right? He's greater than just somebody Yira. Lachain Amru, the Asi Asay, Vidachi Los Asay. And that's the Asi Docha Los Asay. And it continues. But that's Ava is greater than Yira. It doesn't mean that only Ahava. It doesn't mean that only Ava. You can't just have Ahava, right? Because then just have Ava, that will leave an imbalance. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a possibility as a suggestion that he says it on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? We know that it says that one has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, not amanas lekalapras, ela shalom amanas lekalapras. And in the last part of the Mishnah says, "Vehi mora shamayim aleichem." Shemora shamayim. What's the parallel between the first half of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah? So he suggests it's the balance of Ava and Yira. Shalom amanas lekalapras is Ava Hashem. So you should focus on Ava, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'Ava. But it can't just be ba'Ava. Vehi mora shamayim aleichem. You also have to have Yira. You have to have the balance of Ava and Yira. If you don't have both, so then, it's gonna lead to extremes. And he says that's the pshat of that, of Nasa, the question of Tosfos, of Nasa, Nasa Venishma versus Kaf Aleihem HaKegigis. Because like with the Tosfos question in Shabbos Daf Peches, how is it that the description of Maamad Har Sinai is Kaf Aleihem HaKegigis if Nasa Venishma, we said it. So Tosfos says, oh, many answers given, but Tosfos says, oh, because maybe they would have been Chozerbo when they saw the Ish HaGdola. What does that mean? So the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, no, what it means really is that they accepted Ba'ava, Nasa V'Nishma. But Hashem knew that you can't just have Ava, because unbridled Ava is no limits. And unbridled Yira, one will be paralyzed. So the balance of what's needed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once they accepted Ba'ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force it upon them, Misad Yira. The other nations never said Nasa V'Nishma. So they said, force it upon us. Why don't you give us the Torah? But the other nations said, no, Hashem can't do that. You can't just have Yira, right, without the Ava. But once they showed the Ava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Yira. So that's the balance of Ava and Yira. But the Ramban says that's the root of Asi Docha Los Asi. Okay, so that's what the Yerushalmi says here again, even though the Bavli had problems with it. So the Gemara says, Chavraya Amrin, Mitzvahs Asay Dochel, Mitzvahs Losa Asay, Aldaiti, Dreb Yona, Do Amar Mitzvahs Asay Dochel, Mitzvahs Belosa Asay, Afal Pi, Shedik Su, Ebsida Nicha. So really, there is a machlokes elsewhere, but it's referred to here. Asay Dochel, Losa Asay, She'enek Su, Ebsida. The Pasha Peshat, what does that mean? Are they written next to each other? The Mitzvahs, it's written next to each other. Gedilim Ta'aselecha, and Shatnez. They're right next to each other. So maybe there you can see Asi Docha Lo Sase. If you hold like Rabbi Yona, who says it doesn't have to be next to each other, Nicha, then this Svara works. Mitzvah Sase, Docha Lo 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 Sase, She'enak Su B'tzida Nicha. So then it works. Al Daiti Dereb Yosi, Du Amar, Ein Mitzvah Sase, Docha Lo Mitzvah Lo Sase, Elim Kein Haisak Su B'tzida. But according to this other opinion of Rabbi Yosi, it's only if it's written next to each other. So what would you say here? It's not written next to each other. Mikivan shehischil b'mitzvah omer lo marek. No, but here, even though it's not written next to each other, but the shechita is mutter, and once you're allowed to do the shechita, so you say finish the shechita. Pashup shah, this is again another raya, goes on our list of examples of kisui hadan being the sof shechita, right? The Rashi that we had here in Mesechas Beit HaNedav Ches, the Russian Chulin that we quoted a couple of days ago, and that Bahag in the tour, right? Gemar Maisa Shechita, and this seems to be Beferish, right? Mikima, Chizkel B'mitzvah, Omer Lo Marek. We say finish, because, this is allowed, and it's part of the Shechita Hemshech. Part of the Shechita Hemshech. Good. Says the Gemar. Reb Zeira Boy, Ka'ara Shechakaka Kof Mahu. If one has a log that the Haredim says Baka'a shel eitz, you have a wooden log. Choice omedes lasaka, it was going to use for heating purposes. Omedes lasaka, you need it for firewood. V'chakaka kof, and then all of a sudden on yantif a kof hollowed out and chiseled out. That's a karanek, you use it as a bowl. What's a bowl? So could you use that bowl on yantif? Ka'ara shechaka b'kof mahu, right? Do you say that this is similar to the new ashes that were created, right? Karsh Chalav HaKovet. The new ashes are created, or do we say no? It's not like the new ashes. It's different. Right? It says the Charedim Muadim to be by Leib Chakaga Goy. Well, Dafka Goy. Even if a Goy did it, you don't have to. It's not Dafka Kof. A Kof is always the example given when Chazal want to say the focus is on the result and not on the on the Maisos. That's what it says. That's the term, the phrase that Chazal used. So if a kof, if it goes, does it, right? Meaning, is it nolad or not? Interesting. The Charedim here points out, the Sefer Charedim, that the Yerushalmi never has that phrase, nolad, that concept. Umaisi haibaya, see up on the Charedim. Umaisi haibaya hacha, why are we asking this question here about the log and the bowl? Bishum dedam yelhada asfidim leel, because it's similar to what was asserted earlier, lechasos be'efer shusak miyantif, not to use efer that was created on yantif kidakasu atosus, to have a nolad, to be ikara eisem ashta efer. It was wood, and now it's efer. Ubetamad Yerushalmi lo matzinu shehizkir shem nolad klau. In Yerushalmi, you don't find the term nolad used. Elamazkir bimkomo muksa sheyavesh velo yadabo. That's the one we had back on Daf Aleph, right? Muksa that dried out, was that the one I spoke about? Remember the fruit on the roof that are drying out, that becomes putrid before it becomes roi. So when Shabbos started, if it was putrid, he didn't know about it. That's like the nolad term that's used in the Yerushalmi, the he, says the Charedim, that's the term that's used. So this is the question here. Is this like a nolad case? One says asur, one says mutter. Man to amar asur. The one who says you're not allowed to use this new bowl that was just chiseled out on Shabbos. Nas is kamuksa shiyavish lo yadaba. It's treated, this is the phrase that the Charedim just said, means muksa. It means nolad. It's like that case that you didn't have any das for. Man to amar mutter nasa kitevel shikdu shogeg. When it says mutter, it's like tevel. Tevel, untithed grain, is semi-muksa on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mafresh, chumas and maestras on Shabbos. But if somebody did by accident, they didn't realize it was usher on Shabbos. So bidyeved, that's okay. You're allowed to eat the mesukan. So this is like that. Ketevel shitzel shogi. No isser was done. It was maybe in there, just like it was in the log, was this potential for the bowl. In the tevel is potential for the mesukan. So therefore, it is would be allowed in this case. That's the machlokas. So Gemara says, man da amar asur, switch the girsa, man da amar asur, the girsa of most, Achron of Chaim Kanievsky has this and others. If you say it's asur, like you can't use this bowl because it's muksa, it's nolad, ma'ol shamesh agad makoma. What if you don't move it? You just use on top of it. You put something on top of it. Is that called using it? Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Lo shi yishtamesh betocha ka'ara, ela al gaba kedaf. You go use on top of it. Could you be on top of it? Is that allowed? Right? Can you use al gabas? And the Gemara answers, kacha neomrim, asul ishtamish al gabi karka. But the ground is also muksa. Could you put something on the ground? Yes. So here too, you could put something on the bowl. Maybe the issue, part of this issue is about moving. Right, moving it, right? Meaning without moving it, it shouldn't be a problem. Right? We paskin meikra din that moving muksa is the issue, but just touching muksa is not. Right, that's the Rama in Shinches, right? Shinches of Gimel. That's the Rama. Kol muksa eino aser ela bitiltulo ava benegia ba'alma. Just touching muksa she eino minadnedo shari. If you don't move it, mutter. If you touch the menorah that has flames in it, but you're not touching the flames, that is allowed. Right? That is what the Rama says. Others argue, if you look in the Magen Avram, that that's this question. Right? Some quote, you're not allowed to put a bowl on top of an egg to cover it. So why is that? Because is it because an egg automatically is going to move? The Chumash Hadash doesn't seem to say that. An egg is going to move when you touch it. There's no such thing as touching it without moving it. That's why. Or just touching muksa is usur if it's litzorek davar hamuksa. That's what's suggested here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. Here he quotes from Ayin Taz No, there's no isser of touching muksa. Even if it's l'tzorach davar muksa, it's not isser for touching it. Also, might be an issue of just, you know, putting something in and out. Is that called usage? Like by tefilas kalim, they talk about the, you know, if you don't move it, just putting something on top of something, right? That it could be there even without. Some say tefilas kalim might be a difference between soup and chicken, because chicken you don't even really need this spot. You can just put it on top. While soup, that's really using it, the bowl, it would spill all over. So maybe also here is this called this question might be about hishtamshus. It might be about, you know, using it without moving it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll pick up with next time as we continue here in Maseches Beitzah.